At the heart of the arts in the Valley of the Sun, I'm Sterling Biaf on KBOC. Ola Yalo has become a respected, popular, and often performed composer. Ola spent time here in the Valley a few years ago as composer-in-residence with the Phoenix Chorale in 2009-2010. He has a new recording out on Decca Classics titled Winter Songs, and it features the choir of Royal Holloway at the University of London and London's 12 Ensemble. And while there are arrangements of Christmas songs, there is the feeling of winter throughout. So since winter has been so late in arriving in Arizona, we'll hear a warm piece about cold days. But first, a conversation with composer Ola Yalo. Those of us in the Valley feel like we had a hand in your success anyway. And it's almost like the local boy made good now that you're such a great presence on the choral scene. So congratulations for all of that.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, it was a really important thing for me, that residency that I had with the Phoenix Chorale in Phoenix.
And we still enjoy those great recordings. And now I'm looking at a new one this season. And this recording is, well, really focusing on what I think of you as so many different kinds of sounds, but this is such a beautiful melding. Where did the idea for this recording come from?
From the record company, actually, Decca Classics. They just wanted a kind of winter album for this year, and it's sort of a mix of straight, you know, Christmas material and also more winter-themed music.
Adjectives are really terrible when you start talking about music, especially music that's so close to someone's heart as yours obviously is to you. But there's that intimacy in anything with this wonderful mixture of sounds from the ensemble pieces, and where you're playing the piano throughout, or through most of the CD. What informed, like, the opening piece, and there are sounds that come back periodically throughout the recording. When I look at pictures of your hometown, I look how cold it can be there and snow-covered. Is that kind of where this is coming from?
That's a good question. I'm not actually from Yalo, by the way. I grew up in the south, southeast near Oslo. My father is from Yalo, where the name comes from. But we always, you know, we went there every vacation pretty much, and I skied there all throughout my childhood. I don't think it's sort of directly, it directly influenced a track on my previous album, a track called Tundra, which was literally about an area, a beautiful area close to Yalo. In general, musically, it's hard to kind of describe it myself. Some people say that my music has like a Nordic feel to it. I can't hear it myself anyway. To me, just my music sounds pretty American, actually.
See, I've already fouled up the story about it. Yalo, Norway. I misremembered that completely, but I know your dad was a big influence on you in his love for jazz, and then, of course, your love for jazz. We heard that here when you worked with Ted Belladin on one occasion.
Yeah, I love doing those kind of whole concerts that are just free improvisation, and Ted is so good at that. He's a great sax player based in Phoenix.
Well, I don't want to get this one wrong. And again, when you start using words to describe sound, particularly sound that's as layered as yours, I listen to some of the arrangements, and what's immediately attractive is, and maybe not even immediately, there's kind of a minimalist approach in the accompaniment. Mm-hmm. And then comes in that lush sound you get from a choir. So you have that contrast. Was that intentional, or am I picking up on something completely wrong there?
No, I like to have that kind of combination of movement and stillness. Quite a lot of my accompaniments have that sort of constant pattern or rhythm to it that underpins more longer melodies and phrases in the choir and strings. I don't know exactly why I do that, but I tend to listen to that kind of music myself. A lot of the music that I love comes from the cinematic world. I think that sort of sound is very, very common in film music. I think I just like the combination of moving and being still at the same time.
How did you decide on which carols you were going to give the Ola treatment?
It was a mix of me and the choir that commissioned them that wanted certain carols, but I think I mostly chose them myself. One of the first CDs my dad bought was carols from King's College, Cambridge, with the old incredible Sir David Wilcox arrangements. But another reason for choosing them was that I wanted to choose ones that I felt like I could do something different with them. I could hear like a sound that felt like me, even though it's not my melody. And so that was kind of the other main criteria, that I could do something different with them.
Back in the day, I could keep you for half an hour if I wanted to, or even an hour.
That's right.
But I can't do that today.
Pre-concert talks and stuff. Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, that's right. Or sitting at the house and doing the interviews there, yeah. Well, I see there's an email on your website, so I'll send you an email. But in the meantime, congratulations on this, and from all your friends back, in your second home, Phoenix. Congratulations, exactly. And it's great to hear from you.
Oh, thank you so much. It's great to talk to you again.
Composer Ole Yalo's latest release on Decca Classics is called Winter Songs. At the Heart of the Arts in the Valley of the Sun, I'm Sterling Biaf for KBOC.